WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 8. It's 33 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty, formerly BCR Realtors. Learn more at bhhscaliber.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A Caldwell High School teacher is on paid leave following her arrest on a charge of having an improper relationship with a student. The Burleson County Sheriff's Office reports 37-year-old Jamie Goforth of Caldwell turned herself in yesterday. According to a news release from the Sheriff's Office, they were notified by school officials on February 2nd of what their investigation determined was a relationship between Goforth and a 15-year-old young man that began last October. A search of a College Station home last week led police to seizing more than $33,000 of marijuana and making two arrests.
According to the arrest report, 23-year-old Brady Struve of College Station and 18-year-old Carson Roundtree of Round Rock admitted to their involvement in wholesale marijuana sales. While last Thursday's search took place at a home on Treeline Drive, west of Welburn Road in between Barron and Barron Cutoff, the more than 12 pounds of marijuana were found at an undisclosed location. Bryan police make four arrests after officers found and used gambling machines at two convenience stores and a truck stop. According to arrest reports, undercover officers last month found video poker and or slot machines at the back of the Circle P next to the Sol Ross Elementary School in Villa Maria, the Oaks Food Mart on East 29th, and the Highway 21 truck stop in West Bryan near FM 2818. Store employees are all out of jail on bond following their arrests on charges of gambling promotion. One undercover officer also arrested a fellow player on charges of selling drugs, evading arrest, and driving a scooter that was reported stolen. Two Bryan men with a combined 42 visits to the Brazos County Jail remain held following their arrest last week for public intoxication with prior convictions. 64-year-old Jimmy Jacobs, who's in jail for the 26th time in more than 11 years, told police, according to the arrest report, he had no one to get him after he was found passed out across the street from Neal Elementary School. And the Bryan City Marshal was sent Tuesday afternoon last week to a report of a man swearing and throwing things at passing cars on Villa Maria south of 29th Street. That led to the arrest of 23-year-old Johnny Horalka, who, according to online records, is in jail for the 16th time in the last 6 years. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Changes are underway in the editorial side of the local newspaper. Publisher Crystal Dupre says it was an easy decision to promote managing editor Darren Benson to editor and Rob Clark from special events editor to managing editor.
Sometimes you have to recruit from outside the business when there's not someone inside that has the ability and possesses the qualities that you can move in. And here we're doubly blessed in that we've got two great people that we could move up into those positions.
The promotions were the result of the departure of longtime editor Kelly Brown to Texas A&M. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 8. It's 33 degrees. You can call or text us this morning. Be part of the show. 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. More news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Getting investment advice from one of the richest men in the world would be awesome. Getting real estate advice from Berkshire Hathaway Home Services would also be awesome. BCR Realtors has joined Berkshire Hathaway Home Services as Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty, and we now have the resources of one of the top companies in the world. Learn more at bhhscaliber.com. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. Good to know.
This is Jeb Blair, class of 81, owner of J&B Propane. In today's busy world, we are sometimes complacent with the choices we have made. Fortunately, with propane suppliers, regardless of your current agreement, you have a choice and change is easy. Contact J&B Propane to find out how this hassle-free conversion can benefit you. Visit our website at jmbpropane.com or call us at 936-348-5465 for your free quote. J&B Propane, thanks for listening.
Good morning, 809 News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan, Navasota. Checking a little bit of weather for you, sponsored by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, your nationwide agent. Part of their member-driven community, we're serving members' needs as their top priority. Call your nationwide agent today, Mike Kilgore, at 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Some cloudiness this morning, but it should give way to sunshine. Temperatures today up to about 50 to 55. Clouds will be back tonight, lows 40 to 45. Cloudy tomorrow, there's a chance for a couple of showers during the day. Highs will range from 55 to 60 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, cloudy with a chance for a stray shower. Lows will be 50 to 55. Wednesday, cloudy. Could see some showers later in the day. Highs on Wednesday, 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
So, you know, the social media network thing is really cool.
Mm-hmm. Social.
Yeah, because apparently today is Jay Sokol's birthday.
Oh, okay.
Happy birthday, Jay!
He didn't tell us the other day when he was here. He and Abraham Lincoln share a birthday. Think about that.
Interesting.
Two American greats.
I'm guessing that probably there are more posters of Abe in school classrooms than there are for Jay, but nonetheless.
Mm. Well, there should be more.
Yeah. Happy birthday to him. So, was it a sellout on Saturday?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So, it's a sellout on Saturday for the basketball game, which was good. Saw that there's a new head football coach at Texas A&M. Jimbo Fisher.
Uh-huh. I walked by him.
He apparently was there. You walked by him?
Yeah.
Okay. Said, hey.
Thought about giving a high five, but thought better of it.
Okay. Well, you never know.
I walked by him down in the bowels, so to speak. Mm-hmm. But,
he's there. And Johnny was there.
Johnny and his fiance and his cronies.
Had a little pop-up thing where he was selling stuff.
Selling stuff, some merch.
Yeah. And got a little pub, too, huh?
Yeah.
He's
standing O at the basketball game.
Wow. There you go. And then he did an interview?
Yeah.
I guess so.
Well, he did an interview with Good Morning America. Uh-huh. It was TJ Holmes, who is a reporter for Good Morning America. And they released it this morning, but they did it actually at Texas A&M. They did it in the player development building, I guess you could say. But here's about 40 seconds of the interview that he did. He was basically asked point blank. Well, you'll hear it, but he was asked, you know, have you quit your partying ways?
You have to tell me, are you still drinking?
No.
Not drinking at all?
I'm not, because here's the way I look at it. Going back throughout the last couple years of my life, I was self-medicating with alcohol. Like, that's what I thought was making me happy and helped me get out of that depression to a point of where I felt like I had some sense of happiness. But at the end of the day, you're left staring at the ceiling by yourself and you're back in that depression and back in that hole, that dark hole of sitting in a room by yourself, being super depressed, thinking about all the mistakes you've made in your life. What did that get me? Where did that get me except out of the NFL? Where did that get me disgraced?
Now, he also added that he was diagnosed with bipolar depression disorder about a year ago, and so he's currently taking medication for that, and that his mental health is number one on his priority list right now, and then physical health, obviously, he wants to one day hopefully get back into the NFL. So, there you go.
Well, a lot of people would like to. Got a price to pay, so see if it works or not. All right, so see how this makes you feel. This is Brett Larson on Fox.
Google's business model is simple. Collect data on its users and then use that data to sell targeted ads. It's a business model called surveillance capitalism. But does that critical data collection work even when your phones aren't connected?
We've got both of our phones. They have stayed in my pocket for the entire day.
As soon as it hooked up to our Wi-Fi, it transmitted 300 kilobytes of data straight to Google. The phone even logged our exact locations. The phone with airplane mode activated actually logged more locations and activities than the other phone, and it also transferred hundreds of kilobytes of data to Google. Through complicated user agreements and free software, Google gets users to sign away their privacy for nothing.
Wow.
You sign away your privacy for nothing.
Nothing.
And we've talked about this. I mean, you talk about stuff, and it shows up.
All of a sudden, it shows up. Yep.
How does that work?
They're watching us.
Big Brother's always watching.
And it's because we gave them permission.
But when?
In that terms of usage thing.
Oh.
That deal?
Yeah.
You remember that?
Fine print that you didn't read.
Remember when you read that?
Yeah.
You couldn't click past that fast enough. Anyway, it's called surveillance capitalism.
But if you don't agree to it.
Then you don't get the goodie.
Then you don't get the goodie.
That's right. You have to still use, like, you know, Trendlap or some other kind of, you know. What do you mean you don't have Google?
Yeah.
Well, they're collecting data. Now, the deal is the only reason we're learning about it now is because it's probably going to change soon.
Okay.
Google's got all the information that they need. For instance, if you wanted to get all the emails of all the kids who are of a certain group, you can probably do that if they've got Gmail accounts, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to think about how many colleges and universities in U.S. America use Google for their email accounts. I think the one across the street does.
Oh, okay.
And a lot of them do. Now, I don't know how they make that available or if they make that available or under what circumstances they make that available, but you know what? Whether they make it available or not, they got it. And somehow, some way, it could end up. And again, it means that you're gonna get I don't know, some sort of an email for Zit Cream or whatever. But you know, your name is gonna get sold to somebody, mm-hmm. and it's a way that Google makes money. A guy named Andrew Keen is an author. He's basically the Anthony Bourdain of technology. He tells us what's good and what's bad about this, and he says it's going away. Surveillance capitalism is gonna go away. The model is pretty much used up its efficiencies because, and he says, here's the deal, is it's a business model that can't continue to work because we need to stop thinking about the digital world as being free. It's not free. We do pay for it.
Mm.
So start thinking about it like anything else. You pay for food, you pay for clothing, you pay for cars. He says, we need to take responsibility for our digital future and not leave it to others. Finally, we're left the reminder that as far as technology goes, the really important stuff is yet to come.
Hmm.
Here's the deal. All of us, everybody listening to this radio station, even if it's around the world, have already given this up. We've already lost our ability to be protected from what Google does.
Hmm.
But just know it's out there, and you have to expect to be able to pay for privacy if you want privacy.
Right.
So
interesting.
We'll see if it happens. On the other side, stuff that's even more important than that, if you'd like a piece of Hollywood history, now your chance to win the mini bike from the movie Dumb and Dumber.
Oh.
Because you were thinking the other day,
Whatever happened to that mini bike?
Well, the two-wheeler reportedly is in great working condition, includes a signed and notarized letter of authenticity. TMZ reports the owner is selling it to help with college expenses for his child.
Oh, wow.
And 10% of the proceeds will be donated to Best Friends Animal Society.
How do you end up with that anyway?
I'm not sure.
You go to some you know, auction.
Right, I guess. Like after movies, they get rid of props if they don't need them anymore.
They do. Yeah. They do. Maybe somebody knew somebody.
Yeah.
Okay.
Traded a kid for it straight up.
That's right. Ends on Sunday. It ends on Sunday, okay. The auction does. Current bid is over $22,000.
Oh, jeez.
It's in Houston.
Oh, wow.
Is it really?
It's not far away. So going to pick it up, or they may bring it here. Who knows? Maybe their kid wants to go to A&M, and you can show them A&M at the same time.
Ride it all the way from Houston up to here.
Yeah, it would be just perfect. Okay, Joe Arpaio, he's the sheriff, former sheriff out in Phoenix, Maricopa County, who's he's kind of out there in the way that he does things.
Yeah.
Well, now we got a sheriff in Florida.
The Flagler County, Florida jail has been known as the Green Roof Inn, and now Sheriff Rick Staley has new signage for it. One complete with neon lights that's a vacancy, like a throwback hotel sign. Sheriff Staley says it also has a list highlighting what guests of the jail can expect from their stay, like no privacy, group bathrooms.
We give you designer jewelry to wear. It's also known as handcuffs and leg irons.
Yeah.
And we give you free designer clothing, coordinated, matching jumpsuits and sandals.
He says the signs are an effort to make people think twice before breaking the law. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
There you are.
Jokes. He's got just, jokes.
He's having fun. And he wants you to come there, too, and have fun. Oh, God, I just saw this. This is terrible. All right, so Red Gerard, is that his name?
Yes.
17-year-old?
Yeah.
Okay. So we talked about him and apparently his inappropriate language on live U.S. American television. So now we got this story. The first American gold medal winner, 2018 Olympics, 17-year-old Red Gerard won the men's snowboarding slope style.
Slope style.
Safe to say his family enjoyed the moment just as much as he. Red told NBC that after his win, he was, quote, super groggy when he woke up and didn't want to get out of bed. Then he asked how much fun the family was having. He said at the press conference, quote, "I'm sure a ton. I'm pretty sure I saw a video of them shotgunning beers at 8:30 a.m.
Nice.
So they're doing just fine.
Yeah, man. Family was shotgunning some beers, bruh.
So in other words, we got basically white trash backing up our first gold medal.
Wow, Scott.
What? 8:30? Are we shotgunning beers?
They were probably watching it live. Yeah.
If your kid had just won a gold medal.
Yeah, you can't help the time difference in South Korea.
That's right. They're probably in Connecticut. They're probably not shotgunning beers out in the RV.
Well, and you know those Olympians
they brought
love
their
to party,
RV
man.
To South Korea.
Yeah.
Those Olympians love to party. I mean, we've heard the stories.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
They're in the Olympic Village.
That's right. Well, that's why they're there, so they can
party.
That's right, and go out and take care of their events when they need to.
Yep.
Flamin' Red Hot Cheetos loving mom snacked on 320 family-sized bags during her pregnancy.
Wow.
Has joked that the spicy snack could be why her son was born with bright red hair.
Oh, nice.
Something tells me no.
Yeah, I know. Amelia Jackson said she went through at least 8 family bags of Flamin' Hot Cheetos per week to satisfy her cravings. The mama, too, got the shock of her life when her son, now 4 months old, was born with the red hair, despite the fact that both she and her partner have dark hair. It's a recessive genes thing, huh?
It's somewhere. Yep.
Let's do a Punnett square real quick.
Really. has nothing to do with what you ate while you were pregnant.
My mom says that she always ate Cheetos when she was pregnant with me. She used to tell me that all the time.
So
she was
like, and that brought
so
about what?
Cheetos.
Do we know?
Yeah. Do you like Cheetos?
That's why I had that orange hue about me, I guess.
Huh? Yeah.
I like Cheetos. I like Flamin' Hot Cheetos a lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
There. All right, let me see what else we got going on this morning. Oh, did we talk about the Facebook trying out the down arrow to use on comments for people's posts?
No.
I don't think so.
Unlike the thumbs down, mm-hmm. people show that the comment is inappropriate or offensive, misleading, or off topic.
Oh.
Only on public pages.
Okay.
So now you're going to get judged no matter what.
Right. Yeah.
One more opportunity to judge you, and there's Facebook there to give you the reason to do it.
Now, does that mean that Facebook can come in and discipline you? Can they?
Well, you know, could be. A Facebook spokesperson says those kinds of posts could help Facebook staff give them feedback on posts, not the person commenting, and it's testing the down arrow out in a small set of people in the U.S. only. Interestingly, a thumbs down or dislike button has long been the most requested Facebook feature. Facebook so far has not given in to doing that, but... Nonetheless,
people want to tell you they don't like your comment.
They want to express their opinion.
Because you're mean.
You. That's right.
Rude. Ah.
So, you know, it's going to be another fairy tale royal wedding when Harry and Meghan tie the knot on May 19th. With any luck at all, we'll get Chelsea over there. Nearby.
Oh, yeah.
The palace officials confirmed on Sunday the newlyweds will ride in a horse carriage through the streets of Windsor after exchanging their vows at St. George's Chapel. Service will begin at 12 noon UK time. The carriage procession will depart an hour later. With fewer than 100 days until the couple says their I do's, officials shared a new round of details, including confirmation the couple will be married by the Archbishop of Canterbury. After the wedding, the couple will parade through the streets, leaving Windsor Castle via Castle Hill and proceeding along High Road through Windsor Town before returning to the castle along the Long Walk.
Oh, heavenly. Hey. Sounds heavenly.
The palace will not say whether invitations have already been sent out or comment on the number who might be expected at St. George's on the big day. It can hold around 800 guests. Those who land one of the golden tickets will be invited to a reception at St. George's Hall. One of the luxurious staterooms inside the castle.
Golden bar? Tickets.
Open bar?
You know, my thought is it's probably not a cash bar.
Probably
not. And they probably don't have just pretzels in the little dishes
either.
I
doubt it.
After a break in the late afternoon, there will be a private evening reception given by Harry's father, Large Ears Charles.
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
I'm sure they added that one on there. That's a golden ticket, though? It's like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
I don't know if it is, or maybe it's just that's a figure of
a
speech.
A figure of speech,
that it would be that. I'm not sure.
I think it would be really cool if it was a golden ticket made of only just pure gold.
That's right. When Chelsea gets hers, we'll let you know.
Yeah.
Oh, continuing with our Cheetos segment.
Okay.
Is this a different lady? I guess it is. Okay, so...
pregnant ladies eating Cheetos?
Amelia Jackson says her pregnancy cravings hit immediately for the spicy snacks, the Cheetos. The Flaming Hot Cheetos were her thing. No, this is
same story.
But this is a different angle.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
She apparently took a pregnancy picture in a bathtub full of...
Cheetos.
Let me go see if I can find that. Well, I mean, you know, that would be something to post because that's just crazy, isn't
it? It is a little bizarre.
And again, you know, you think about it, I guess maybe she got in and they poured the Cheetos in because you don't want to have the Cheetos in there and you get in, right? Because then they break.
Right.
Which would be unfortunate and uncomfortable.
I found one. I mean, it may be more popular than we think.
Amelia Jackson is that lady's name.
Okay.
So
let me
see if this was
her name.
Okay. See who that is.
Yeah, that's her.
Oh, man.
She's got candles lit around the bathtub, but she's in the tub with Cheetos poured all over her body.
Now, this lady has rocked the publicity, hadn't she? That's a pretty good job to get two separate stories.
She said a few photographers turned me down because they hated the idea, but then I found Roxana, who was shocked at first, but then totally on board. She was
desperate
amazing.
Desperate for money.
She did say I had to lay down in the bathtub first so I wouldn't just crunch all the Cheetos when I hopped in.
Yeah.
So I positioned myself, and then my mom, because they're British,
just
started dumping all these hot Cheetos over me. It was the weirdest feeling ever. There was Cheeto dust everywhere, and I was trying not to get it in my eyes.
And then what? When she's done, do you go get the shop vac? Is that what you do?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure. But she's got one picture of her literally upending the bag of Cheetos into her mouth.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Take that, Doritos.
Yep, exactly.
She's showing off all her tattoos, too.
Oh, she got says she tatted up.
Yeah,
she's
pretty
a little tatted up. Yeah,
a little tatted up.
But yeah, she did say her boyfriend, who is the father, is half Portuguese and Hawaiian. She's half African American and Norwegian. So to see him come out with red hair,
boy, no kidding.
Yeah,
that is a long way from that recessive gene. All right, it's 8:26.
Howdy, this is Christy Petty, the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce title sponsor, Taste of ECS, and the Brazos Valley Restaurant Association invite you to the Taste of Aggieland Tuesday, February 20th, from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Expo Center. Come sample cuisine from many local restaurants while enjoying a fun evening. Tickets are available for $30. Bring your appetite and bring your friends to the Taste of Aggieland 2018, Tuesday, February 20th. Call 260-5200 or visit bcschamber.org.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. A proposed deal to sell troubled Weinstein Company has fallen apart after the New York Attorney General filed a lawsuit against the independent movie studio and its co-founders, Bob and Harvey Weinstein. A group led by businesswoman Maria Contreras-Sweet was close to a deal to buy Weinstein Company for $500 million when the Attorney General yesterday filed the suit. Broadcom has secured as much as $100 billion of debt financing for its hostile bid for Qualcomm and enlisted two more big private equity firms, strengthening the chip giant's hand in the takeover battle. The Wall Street Journal says a dozen banks have agreed to provide up to $100 billion of committed credit facilities, including a $5 billion revolver and bridge financing. Dutch brewing giant Heineken says profits jumped by a quarter in 2017 thanks to higher sales of its premium brand beer across nearly all regions. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a sharply higher open this morning with the Dow up over 300. That's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $24 a month, under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 1-800-646-9595. That's 1-800-646-9595. 1-800-646-9595. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Here's a Facebook trivia question to begin the week. What's the most requested Facebook feature from its users? If you set a thumbs down, a dislike button, you're right on the money. And once again, as expected, Facebook's response is tone deaf. Kim Commando with your Monday Consumer Tech Update. Instead of a button to simply dislike something, Facebook is testing a button they call downvote. They say that downvote will create a lighthearted way for people to signal to Facebook that a comment is inappropriate, uncivil, or misleading. Now, I don't know about you, but it's pretty hard for me to understand why Facebook can't understand any of this. Is the Facebook staff really so fragile that it needs all of us to be lighthearted when we report back to them that they've pushed out fake news? They've live-streamed a murder, a suicide, a gang rape, or just an old-fashioned beating. Or maybe allowed a group of pedophiles to trade pictures of kids online. Maybe I'm just too simplistic. But what exactly is wrong with disliking something? I'm Kim Commando.
Let me tell you why I've long been a fan of Epson, and why you will be too when you experience the economical Epson EcoTank 4750 wireless all-in-one printer. Say goodbye to your old, slow, expensive printer and move up to my printer of choice. The incredible EcoTank 4750 comes with enough ink right out of the box to print up to 11,000 color pages. That's the equivalent to 30 ink cartridge sets and up to 2 years of printing. The 4750 is truly wireless. Print from any iPad, iPhone, Android, tablet, smartphone, or through your own Wi-Fi network. And this Epson holds 250 sheets in the paper tray. When it's finally time for ink, you easily refill the printer's ink tanks in seconds. The 4750 is truly cartridge-free printing. Epson's EcoTank 4750 wireless all-in-one printer is available everywhere. Cartridge-free printing with the Epson EcoTank, the smart choice. More information at Epson.com/EcoTankKim.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 33 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A pedestrian in Northgate escaped serious injury after they were hit after the bars closed early yesterday morning.
A Texas A&M police officer reported seeing a car run a red light at University in Boyette, knocking down a pedestrian and running over the victim's ankle. UPD reported the pedestrian was checked out at the scene and was not transported. The driver of the car, 22-year-old Tyler Sims of College Station, was arrested for DWI. According to the arrest report, the results of Sims' breath alcohol test were over the legal limit at 0.13 and 0.11. A crash in College Station Friday night that closed the intersection of Texas and Harvey Mitchell for about 1 hour resulted in a DWI arrest. According to the arrest report, a witness reported a car driven by 44-year-old Christopher Simmons of College Station almost hit her, and she estimated his car was going 80 miles an hour before rear-ending two vehicles. No injuries were reported, and Simmons was arrested for DWI with one prior conviction. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
An autopsy of a fraternity pledge at Texas State University who died during an initiation ritual has found that he had a blood alcohol level content of more than four times the legal limit to drive in Texas. An autopsy report obtained by the Austin American-Statesman and KVU-TV shows that the BAC of 20-year-old Matthew Ellis was 0.38. The autopsy also indicated Ellis had no other drugs. Texas State suspended all fraternity and sorority activities after Ellis's death. The Hayes County District Attorney says his office will review the case soon to determine if any further action will be taken. During a three-week period ending last Friday, College Station and Bryan police received nearly 80 reports of unlocked vehicle burglaries. Since then, police received a combined 23 new cases, but business is up at the Brazos County Sheriff's Office. Between Bryan and Wixon Valley, 9 unlocked vehicles were entered. Crime Prevention Deputy Nathan Dennis says thieves are looking for easy targets.
They are just targeting unlocked vehicles. So we strongly suggest that you lock your vehicle, take your belongings out of the car, and park in well-lit areas.
Most of the vehicles were parked in the Whitetail Run subdivision between Coulter Field Airport and Wixon Valley. The Sheriff's Office has provided a video of a suspect, which you can see online at WTAW.com. Employees at two convenience stores and a truck stop in Bryan are all out of jail on bond following their arrest for operating slot and or video poker machines. According to one arrest report from Bryan Police, an undercover investigation that began last month was in part due to seeing multiple vehicles parked outside the Circle P store next to Sol Ross Elementary. but no customers were inside the store. The employee of that store who was arrested was identified as 54-year-old Tahavakulmar Patel of Bryan. Also arrested were two employees of the Oaks Food Mart on East 29th, 36-year-old Adnan Anwar and 34-year-old Cedra Anwar of Cyprus, and an employee at the Highway 21 truck stop in West Bryan near FM 2818, 53-year-old Clara Rosario of College Station. At the truck stop and Circle P, undercover officers also wrote in their arrest reports about buying illegal drugs from someone else playing the illegal slot machines. That led to the arrest of 40-year-old Quindrick Drake of Bryan for selling drugs, driving a scooter that was reported stolen, and evading arrest with prior convictions. A national survey research company that has had a local call center the last 10 years is moving to a larger location. Recon MR is more than doubling the size of its call center with the move to its new location in Bryan. A news release states once Recon's new center at Villa Maria in Kent is operational, it will be home to more than 500 part-time and 25 full-time employees. Recon says this will be their flagship location. The company also has call centers in three other Texas cities. More than 1,000 employees will conduct more than 500,000 telephone surveys a year for a variety of clients. New leadership is in place at the local newspaper's editorial department. The publisher at The Eagle, Crystal Dupre, says she was doubly blessed to fill the vacancies of editor and managing editor.
You know, I've worked with Darren and Rob now for over 5 years, and it was a very easy decision because it was a seamless no-brainer to move them into those positions. In fact, I'll be honest with you, I didn't even look outside of the building. We knew what we wanted to do. We had a good plan in place, and we had the discussions we needed to have, and off we go. We're moving forward full steam ahead.
Darren Benson moved from the Eagle's managing editor to editor following the departure of Kelly Brown, and the new managing editor is Rob Clark, who is the paper's special projects editor. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 33 degrees. You can call or text us any time of the day, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You know, we all want to get the best price for things we buy, but I would argue that what's really important is getting the best value. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we're all about value. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so getting a great price is easy. But we go beyond that to offer you the kind of expertise and advice you deserve and that you should expect. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station. At W.E. Gibson, we make insurance better.
Good morning. It's 8:37. Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking some weather. It's brought to you by Ground Shuttle. They offer frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports. And now daily service to the Austin airport, too. Reserve your Houston or Austin airport commute now at groundshuttle.com. Leave the driving to them.
Clouds to start, but some sunshine develops today. Temperatures will be anywhere from 50 to 55 later this afternoon. Tonight, increasingly cloudy, lows 40 to 45. Cloudy tomorrow, we could have a couple of showers during the day, highs about 55 to 60. Cloudy, any showers will taper off and end tomorrow night, lows 50 to 55. Cloudy, warmer Wednesday, 70 to 75, with the chance of an afternoon shower. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey guys, Zach in studio with April Plemons of Long Way Home. April, this week we got puppies.
I brought puppies.
You brought puppies. It's bringing joy and good feeling everywhere you go when you bring puppies.
It's a good feeling.
Yeah.
It's a good feeling.
Yeah, we've actually got people out in the hall that productivity at the station has gone way, way down.
But morality goes up.
There you
and
go.
And that makes for happier workers.
Exactly.
I advocate for dogs in the office all day, every day.
There you go. Yeah. Exactly. So tell me a little bit about these guys.
So we have six puppies. This is going to be Jody, Messina, Dolly, Parton, George, and Straight.
Okay.
So we have, and they're all rat terrier puppies. They come from a hoarding situation. There were 60 dogs in the home. We pulled a couple of the mama dogs, let them, you know, safely give birth, and now they're weaned and ready for their forever homes. So we have lots of puppies available right now. We also, many of you may have heard about the puppies that were found in a trash can in Huntsville,
mm-hmm.
those are officially of age now, so those can leave as well. So if you're interested in larger breed, like their German Shepherd size,
right.
or these six puppies that are causing all the commotion, which are Rat Terrier puppies, yeah. Those are available as well.
Now, for Rat Terriers, obviously they're not going to get very big, but they are pretty active dogs.
Definitely. So the terrier breeds in general, but especially Rat Terriers, they love to use their nose. They love to, you know, be very curious and explore and look all around. And they're just a very smart, smart breed. Mm-hmm. And they'll probably cap out around 12 pounds or so. So it's a really good small lap dog size.
Now, as you said, they are looking for a forever home, but I know you guys are always looking not only for people to adopt, but also fosters. If someone's interested in fostering with you guys, what do they need to do?
Yeah, you're just going to go to our website, which is longwayhomeadoptables.org. You can apply to adopt or foster there. And fostering is really easy. Basically, it just says, listen, I'm going to open my heart and my home for a few weeks while Long Way Home finds these puppies a loving forever family. We provide all the stuff, so you will never need supplies or pay vet bills. We cover all of those expenses for you. And so you basically get free puppy kisses.
There you go.
I mean, how's that? You can't argue with that.
That's amazing. And before I let you go, I think I'd be remiss if I didn't ask how the online auction go.
Amazing. It was very hard for me not to bid because the items were really awesome. Especially, we had items like a quilt made of with nothing but Chihuahua print. And it was just amazing. The community, every single time we do something, their support is just mind-blowing. So.
Long Way Home Adoptables, they do a lot of great stuff. Check them out, longwayhomeadoptables.org. April, as always, thank you.
Thank you.
In 1985, Aggies Bill and Sandra Trainer opened their very first Wolf Creek Car Wash. Today, they are pleased to announce their recently renovated Wolf Creek Car Wash at Rock Prairie. Find free do-it-yourself vacuums, stay-in-your-car vehicle car washes, and oil change opportunities like you've never seen before. Be sure to join in the celebration at Wolf Creek Car Wash at Rock Prairie on Monday, February 12th at 10 a.m. Register for prizes and giveaways. Wolf Creek Car Wash and Oil Change at Rock Prairie. Car Wash open 24 hours to serve you.
Brazos Valley Cares is hosting the 5th annual Stake Your Support Dinner at Coulter Field on Saturday, March 3rd. This year's theme is MASH and will raise funds and focus on the continued support of local veterans. Silent and live auctions, great steaks, cigars, and open bar. Stake Your Support, a great night to honor the brave men and women of our community, sponsored by Brazos Valley Cares. Devoted to improving the lives of military veterans and their families. Get your tickets now, BrazosValleyCares.org.
Let's find out what's going on at the Bush Library and Museum. Dave's here this morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. I know that coming up later on in the month, you have an author coming in to talk about some Bush era information.
Yeah, February 20th, we're welcoming Jeffrey Engel, and he's going to be speaking about his new book, When the World Seemed New, George H.W. Bush and the End of the Cold War. And that's going to start at 6 p.m., and it's going to be at the museum itself.
Okay.
And it's a pretty interesting book. You know, he reflects on the time President Bush was in office during that time in 89, 90, and everything that was happening there. And he's a political historian.
Mm-hmm.
He's gone to multiple colleges, University of Wisconsin, Yale. He's at SMU right now. He's written or edited 10 books. And so it should be pretty interesting, and there's going to be a reception and book signing to follow. So if you like free food and free alcohol.
And get a little background on what happened.
That's always a bonus. You know, find out a little bit what happened in history and being a presidential library. You know,
sure.
that's what we do.
Let's remind people, too, that the 20th anniversary celebration is continuing.
Yeah, the 20th anniversary exhibit. And once again, this covers the entire Bush Center. A lot of people, you know, look at the Bush Library Museum and think, oh, that's just one thing. But we're actually part of an entire center, which is the foundation, which helped build the museum and funds everything we do. And then the Bush School that's been around for almost, you know, just as long as we have.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a celebration of those three entities and also of the community in general and everybody who's visited. And through the exhibit, you can see, you know, the last 20 years, everything from the medals that President Bush has been given, and everything from the groundbreaking, the shovels that were used, all the programs, all the education programs, all the public programs we've had, all the exhibits, different items from each of the exhibits that we've had. And, it's going to be going through March.
Okay.
And the new really exciting one that's coming up is the Leonardo da Vinci Machines in Motion.
Right.
Now, originally it was February 12th, but due to the unfortunate lapse in funding
mm-hmm.
that happened a few weeks ago, that's got pushed back to March 1st.
Okay.
So we're really excited about it. And it's a lot of these items were created by the mind of Leonardo da Vinci. You know, he's a writer, a sculptor, kind of an engineer as well. You know, these are a lot of his writings, but they were created for this exhibit.
Mm-hmm.
It's a traveling exhibit by Evergreen Exhibits, and it's going to have a lot of different things in there, and very hands-on. So you're going to be able to touch them, use them,
right,
and learn about them. And they're going to have things such as the parachute, the winged tail,
mm-hmm.
The mortar gun. We have a whole list at bush41.org, but it's going to be over 30 different exhibits. Yeah,
so that starts on the March the 1st. And really, it's not too soon to remind people because the date changes every year, but Easter is going to be coming up in the month of March also.
Yeah, it's going to be March 24th, and we're going to do a lot of the same exciting things we've done in the past year with the Easter egg roll, Easter egg hunt, prizes being given away, bicycles. We already have information on our website on that, too, and we're partnering with the College Station Police Department on that. So as it comes closer, we'll give more information out. But if you're looking for it, the information's on our website. And we usually have a few thousand people go, and it's a great time to bring your kids out. We're mm-hmm. very secure, have a lot of security during that time, and a lot of bounce houses, a lot of refreshments. There's some food there, but the kids... The Easter egg roll goes in about 5 seconds.
Yep, doesn't take long at all, that's for sure. Well, just a continuation of lots of stuff going on. Again, if they want some more information on the website,
then go to bush41.org.
Okay, got a phone number they could call.
691-4014.
All right, thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Our community interview paid for by Margaret Meese, candidate for District Clerk of Brazos County. VoteMeese.com. Early voting starts February 20th.
The Brazos County District Clerk's Office is probably best known by the general public for the summoning of jurors. Did you also know that the District Clerk is responsible for preserving evidence, records retention, maintaining legislative relationships, and so much more? Hi, this is Margaret Meese, candidate for Brazos County District Clerk. The Clerk's Office has other far-ranging duties and plays a key role in the day-to-day operation of our county government. Please elect me as your new Brazos County District Clerk.
Political ad paid for by Margaret Meese.
On a day just like today, there are critters trying to get into your house or your garage or maybe an outbuilding. Well, they can take care of that for you at ABC Home and Commercial Services. Could be rats, mice, squirrels, raccoons. Could be six-legged critters. Could be eight-legged critters. Doesn't matter what it is. But basically, when we're talking about the rodents that want to come in, you know, they can chew their way into your home. That can happen. It could be happening today, even though it hasn't happened prior to today. ABC Home and Commercial Services can help you. They can create a rodent control plan that will eliminate the ones that you have and make sure others can't get in. Just give them a phone call, 361-0500. Let them take it from there. They'll close up all those openings and catch whatever's inside the house now. Best of all, every ABC specialist undergoes a comprehensive background screening so you can feel comfortable with the ABC team on your property. Call Bobby Jenkins, class of 81. They can help you out. That's 361-0500 or go to abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
The relationship between accountant and client is not based on money. It's based on trust. And your trust is not an investment taken for granted at Ingram Wallace & Company. With over 50 years of experience, Ingram Wallace & Company has knowledge of tax laws and legislation that allows them to identify key tax planning opportunities to minimize what you owe. Let them develop a strategy for you or your business. Trust Ingram Wallace & Company. Find them online or call 776-2600.
847, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. I guess I wouldn't believe it, but I saw the video.
Okay.
Of the two fans at the Portland basketball game last Thursday playing tic-tac-toe.
Oh, yeah. Was it the Portland Trailblazers?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, okay. I heard about this.
Pretty straightforward game, the tic-tac-toe. Yeah. You get three in a row, you win. I think it's we've been playing it for a long, long time.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so visualize, if you will, that the person with the O has got two spots in there. They've got the middle square and then the one to the right.
Okay.
Okay, and then the X person has one, you know, somewhere on the board.
Yeah.
Okay. She tries to put her X where an O already is.
Oh, mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you can't do that.
To which they kind of explain, you can't do that. So she went ahead and put it in the upper right-hand corner.
Right.
Rather than block the other person.
The straight line.
Aha, the gigantic opening for the O person. Nah, they put theirs in the upper left-hand corner.
Oh,
So the top looks like OXX. The middle looks like blank OO. and the bottom is blank like X. So, I mean, it's pretty straightforward as to what can happen.
Right.
Then the X person has another turn. She tries to put her X on top of the O in the upper left-hand corner.
Again. You can't do that.
Now, I'd say that she's not the smartest, sharpest, you know, knife in the drawer. But, you know, the reason that there's an O in the upper left-hand corner is because that person didn't put it where they needed to win the game.
Yeah, it wasn't very smart either.
The only thing that I can think of is maybe since it was so big, the board, the tic-tac-toe board was so big that they couldn't see. But because the aerial shot that they give you, you're like, oh, well, obviously.
Yeah.
But, man, at the same time.
Here's the announcer.
All right. Morgan makes her second layup. Grace makes her second layup.
They got to make a layup to go lay it later down.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pay attention, Grace. Nope. Kick. Nope. Grace. Grace, she already pulled that spot. You got to pay attention. Find a spot that's open. Oh, no.
Oh, Grace.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, Grace.
I am not sure what's happening here.
Okay.
Find an open spot. There it is.
Yay! Oh, my God.
Two, three, to put us all out of our misery. Morgan right down the middle with 1, 2, 3. Try as she might, Grace didn't block her. Congratulations to Morgan and Grace, tonight's Wells Fargo tic-tac-toe contestant.
Yeah. All right, fans, you'll remember that for a while.
They got two of them that were idiots.
Oh, man.
They got enough sense to get into a professional basketball game somehow, some way, but they didn't know how to play.
Hey, it's a lot harder than what it looks, Scott. You tried doing it in front of hundreds of people.
That's right. There was pressure involved in that, but nonetheless, glad they were able to pull it out of the fire when it was all said and done. So now, I don't know. I'm reticent to call Mr. Downs this morning.
Uh-oh.
Well, he thinks that this thing about flushing
the hamster
down the toilet was a shtick from a morning show.
Oh.
I mean, he doesn't think
who
it's
would joke
true.
About something like
I,
that?
I don't know. Just the idea, can let's roll this out here and see if somebody will pick it up, because
kind of like the Dutch skate on
yeah,
the canals.
Yeah, something like that. That
work.
Could work. Because I'm going to say that the Rush mentioned today that happened in October. Now, he was talking about two different service situations, one the peacock and one the hamster. I don't know when either of them or both of them happened, but that's why if it happened a long time ago, why is it just making the news? Would make sense. Don't know, but we'll see. We may get in touch with him, and we
the game's might. Afoot.
Yeah, so we'll see. All right, so let's say that you're bound and determined to do the funky chicken at your grandchildren's wedding.
Sorry.
That's right. The key may not be diet, exercise, or stress reduction. It could be what's in your beverage holder. So with that in mind, and I don't know, on some level I'm kind of charged up about this, that Teresa Rowley of Grand Rapids, Michigan, 104 years old.
Oh, wow.
She's still rocking it. She tells Cosmopolitan that the key is Diet Coke. She says that she's had one every day since the product was launched in 1982.
Wow.
And can't think of any other factor that would contribute to her long life other than the Diet Coke.
Couldn't be genes.
Nope.
It couldn't be, you
none
know,
of that, but
other healthy living.
104, not bad right
no.
now.
Howdy, Brazos Valley and beyond. When it's time for a new sewing machine or vacuum, we'd love for you to shop our locally owned shop, Sovac City. We've been located in College Station for over 30 years now. Sovac City offers a full range of sewing machines for beginners up to experts. We offer free instructional lessons with your purchase to make sure you get the most out of your machine. Need to have your machine repaired? We work on all sewing machines from old to new. Sovac City, come on down and see us or check us out online at www.sovaccity.com.
A new voice, new ideas, and a whole lot of energy are just what the district clerk's office needs to take us into the next generation. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia, third generation Brazos County resident, graduate of Bryan High and Texas A&M, 13 years business owner, and years of volunteer service to the community gives me a good foundation to be district clerk. My experience in business management is why you should vote for me, Gabriel Garcia, for Brazos County District Clerk on March 6th.
Paid for by Gabriel Garcia campaign, Pat Sedcheck, Treasurer.
All right. We'll see if he's in his office.
Will he answer?
Yeah.
Well, if I had known,
who it was. Yeah. I might or might not.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So I walked past a moment ago. Chelsea, you doing okay today?
I'm doing all right.
Okay, good. Because I walked past and Ms. Reber had her eyes closed and her head kind of pointed toward the control board there for a moment. I was going to tap on the window and then thought better of it.
I was probably over with our friends at Peace.
And listening to them.
They right. like to talk quite a bit during our breaks.
They do tend to soothe one out, don't
yeah.
they?
Yeah. Yes. Very, very peaceful.
That's it.
Very peaceful very, very over there nice. On Peace yeah. 107.
All right, so you came up with the idea the other day that this hamster flush you thought was some geeky morning radio program someplace else.
I'm beginning to come around to the thought that it may actually have tragically occurred.
Right. Oh.
Okay, all right. Well,
however, I have to say that there is a part of me that says if she was in the airport for several hours, there were people at that airport who would have taken said hamster, put it in their pocket, and taken it to a pet store.
That's
something.
What I think. I think that if you were in that desperate of a situation, you could have asked someone.
Would you take this animal and give it a good home?
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, she was I found out also that she's a Texas State student, so, you know.
Oh.
Well, then.
But I thought
that.
This happened, I don't know.
Yeah, it did. It happened between Jersey and Florida.
Oh, okay.
She's a TSA student. Yeah, TSU student, sorry.
Okay.
She went to Texas State. She's probably too inebriated.
Yeah.
See, just saying,
really
they like the party.
There.
Oh, man, there you go. There you go.
Now,
and so she's still a student or a graduate, do we know?
I don't know.
Okay,
I
so we can, in other words,
I'm pretty sure she's still a student, okay. but they said she was 21, so okay. that would be like, what, a sophomore?
Yeah.
I don't know. So.
Well, Ben, then now is that a millennial? That's not a millennial.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's a millennial. Okay, I don't know what
her generation.
They get blamed for everything.
Yeah.
But there would be hundreds and hundreds of people
yeah.
going past. And honestly, if you were holding a little hamster in your hand as people got off the plane,
yeah.
you know you'd draw a crowd. Yeah,
right. You just go to baggage claim and you yep. find somebody leaving the airport and you just
yeah.
start asking.
Work up some yeah. tears.
Like, I probably would have taken it. And you're right. Just take it to a pet store or something.
Chelsea, yeah.
you're never going to take yeah. this hamster alive.
I would have.
I just wanted to make sure you were coming around to the way that most folks are thinking that it was the real deal. Okay.
I'm beginning to think it might okay. be. Now, this royal wedding, I'm not so sure about, but the hamster.
What have you done to advance the cause, by the way? I'm just saying. What have you done to advance the cause? Anything? Anything?
No, okay. nothing at all whatsoever.
Thanks a lot. We appreciate your efforts.
Appreciate your help. Yep.
Can you imagine if Megan's a runaway bride? Could you even
wow.
fathom that?
That would
be happen. She's an actress. Things go
Ooh.
Wrong with actresses.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, gosh.
Things go wrong with actresses.
It's Monday. We don't want to take this one. Wednesday's Valentine's Day. I'm just giving you a heads up.
Yeah.
You needed to know that.
Heads up.
Got it?
Boy, that's going to and Ash Wednesday also.
I know.
Yes.
There'll be people with dirty foreheads, and it'll be Valentine's Day.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I know, but I'm just saying, taking the your favorite, your best gal out for a steak dinner is not going to work on
no,
Ash Wednesday.
No meat.
Yep, you're
mm-hmm.
right. Exactly right.
And if you give up, like, sweets or chocolate or
yep.
something,
may
you know, keep
early.
An eye on that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How many women, Chelsea, just in your experience, do you think would say, you know, for Lent, I think I'm going to give up red roses?
Why would you give up red roses for Lent?
just because it's on Ash Wednesday
yeah,
and all, and
yeah.
I think though that you know, chocolate maybe and meat certainly.
Well,
but
yeah,
I'm
the meat thing isn't a choice.
Red roses are going to still be on the table.
Oh,
there.
You're right, right.
Yeah.
They should be.
Got it. Thank
mm-hmm.
you, Mr. Dan.
I thought it was mm-hmm. only meat on Fridays,
but on Ash Wednesday.
On Ash Wednesday, yeah.
It is, yeah.
But you know,
and then there's some. My mom, who is Eastern Orthodox Catholic, their Lent actually starts today.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it starts today, and they don't do the ashes thing
okay.
on the forehead.
Oh, all right.
There's a few different practices,
but
yeah, so she starts today.
But right. theirs goes to the same, was it Palm, no, not Palm Wednesday,
no.
Or Palm Sunday. It's, mm-hmm. When's it end?
Ash Wednesday? What?
No.
Easter.
When does
it ends on
it
Easter.
It ends on Easter.
Okay.
That's
yeah.
when you have to.
But yes, it
I'm
does.
Catholic,
it
though.
Does. It does go through Easter. So
that's why they do that Mardi Gras thing,
right?
Yeah.
You know, Fat Tuesday.
Have a good time.
And
it's tomorrow.
Right. Yeah, it
yeah
is.
Fat Tuesday is tomorrow.
Yeah. All right. We're gonna have any Mardi Gras celebration? I'm sure we do.
We're gonna have some
yeah.
king cake, right?
I don't know.
They, you know, Bluebell came out with a king's cake flavor. but they only released it in Houston and in Brenham.
Oh, what is that about?
Well. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, Brenham's right. You got people in Brenham.
Well, we probably don't have any ice cream there.
I was going to say, this was a week or two ago that they released the flavor, and it was, you know, for limited time only. So it might all be sold out.
Could be.
Sounded delicious, though.
Well, yeah, maybe we can do that next year if they're nice to us.
Okay.
The correct plural for the word octopus, do you know?
Octopi?
No, it's octopods.
Ooh,
oh, really?
Okay.
I thought it was octopi.
But octopuses and octopi are used a lot more often.
Okay. I like octopods.
Yep. Babies are born on their due date only 4% of the time.
No, yeah.
I believe that.
Yeah, me too.
The only letter that doesn't appear in the periodic table in chemistry is...
Ooh. W.
J.
Okay.
J. And the contestants on Jeopardy all stand on platforms that are adjusted so that they're all the same height.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
There you go. And I know you wanted to know who the band was at Tiger Woods' wedding in 2004 with Ellen Nordgren.
Pearl Jam.
Elin.
Hootie and the Blowfish.
Oh.
Back tomorrow. WTAW, College Station, Brian.